they're going viral for this pick because, you know, they do look pretty, you know, modelish and so forth. So I'll go ahead and I'll start off with this one here, Charlie. Puffer Paz. Go ahead, puff on that, sis.
Damn, who wants some dick up in this motherfucker? Who wants some dick up in this motherfucker?
To the intro.
Go get it. Period, period, period.
The very...
We still are talking about 42 million Americans that are out of work, and...
Yeah, that's right. We're back. Boy Ron Jones.
Should be cuz Charlie Ray.
Hey, y'all know what time it is, man. It's hip hop and the internet. Change the world. Yes, y'all. Welcome back, man. It's been a minute, y'all. Hey, we are powered by the various. It's hip hop and the internet. Y'all know what time it is. I am being joined by one of our new hosts, man. Our new host. It's Charlie Ray. What's going on, Charlie Ray? What's
going on, Romy Rome?
The various is coming back with new content all across the podcast network. We wanted to be the first to drop something new here, and there's lots and lots, Charlie, that we got to talk about here, because the world has been going up, all right, recently, and we'll go ahead and we'll get started with one of our favorite segments, which is Puffer Pass. That's right, folks, Puffer Pass is back, and y'all know the gist of this here. I'm going to talk about a recent current event topic, or Charlie Ray here. She'll let us know whether or not she wants to puff or pass on the topic. If she decides to puff on it, she's going to give us her little 2 cents. If she decides to pass, we're going to keep it moving. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and let's get into this first one here, y'all, which is these young ladies, these beautiful young women here, these young queens, are going viral for their pick, because as you can see here, y'all, these young ladies are in jail. That's right. They're going viral for this pick because, you know, they do look pretty, you know, modelish and so forth. So I'll go ahead and I'll start off with this one here, Charlie. Puffer Paz. Go ahead, puff on that, sis.
Damn, who wants some dick up in this motherfucker? Who wants some dick up in this motherfucker?
I have absolutely no problem with them going viral in this video or a picture, excuse me. I don't know if you watch like Fashion Nova, the models and stuff, but actually one of their models was Prison Bay. Like, yeah, he ended up getting like a modeling contract with like Fashion Nova. He's been in some like indie films and stuff. I wish them the best. I hope something comes out of the video being, the photo going viral. But it also reminds me, I don't know if you remember that old 90s women's prison film. I think it was called Sybil Brand.
Yes.
Does that not look like that could have been a, like, if they redo Sybil Brand, they need to get all those young ladies, redo the movie, and use that as the cover.
That was the
joint
with, like, Lisa Ray, right?
Yeah.
That was the one with Lisa Ray and the Boucher. Yeah, nigga. Hey, I know exactly what you talk about. Hey, that was my movie back. Hey, you know what? That was the one that used to come on BET every once in a while. When that shit used to come on, you would just watch. You would just sit there and watch it. You know what I mean? Because, it's, you know, it was some beautiful ladies up in there. You know what I mean? Some beautiful ladies up in there. And some beautiful black queens up
there. Damn, who wants some dick up in this motherfucker?
Me watching that shit. All right, so moving. DK Metcalf, the wide receiver for the Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks, might be an alien, and this is why.
Hey, what's up there?
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was dumb.
That's not normal, Charlie. Puffer pass.
We can puff on it. I think he is doing a phenomenal job, given the fact that he was not like a, I don't think he was in like the top five draft picks, right?
No, he was actually.
Yeah, so six. I think he's a prime example of I show you better than I can tell you.
Okay.
I'm here for it. Black hey, when I,
like, there you go, that part. And honestly too though, I just felt bad for like all the defenders in the league, because I know they was probably looking at this shit and was just like, look, man, I'm done, man. I'm done out this shit. Because if he's sitting up here jumping like that and shit, then we don't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I just feel like, dog, it has to be fake. It has to be fake. And there's a lot of people out there that feels like that it is fake. And if it is, great editing. But if it's real, he's getting tested. He's getting tested every week.
Oh yeah.
Konnichiwa, bitches. Konnichiwa. Puffer pass.
We can puff on it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was funny, but I think it gives us a little peek into what humanity should be. Like, we should all, no matter what walk of life you come from, you should be able to come authentically as yourself. Have a good time. You know, put your little two-step or your little, you know, geisha moves on, whatever you're doing, and be comfortable. Everybody have a good time. Yeah, I loved it. And she did not care. She fucked it up. That's all I'm going to say. She fucked it up.
Look, as soon as that Jay come out, I want a rough neck nigga with a jump. Look, that was her shit, boy. Look, she put that egg roll down and went straight to the floor, dog. Hey, I love it. I love it. I'm all here for it, man. Hey, anytime we see y'all in the club, we got y'all, man.
Oh, yeah. Look,
that's us. That's the culture. Jeffree Star comes out and disses trans culture. Puffer pass.
We can. I'm a pass. I'm not going down that road this morning.
Good job. Good job, Charlie. Good job. Uncle Bernie might be, you know, I don't know how Uncle Bernie might feel about this, man, but baby girl got an OnlyFans. Baby girl got an OnlyFans here, Charlie. Puffer pass.
We can puff on it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go for it.
I mean, people grow up, you know, and people gotta do what they gotta do to get food on the table, to pay bills. So she not hurt anybody. I think I'm here for it. I mean, I'm not gonna subscribe to it because, you know, I don't want to see that. Because all I see is the little girl from Bernie Mac. I'm not knocking it, but
this is all you can see. This is all you can think about.
Baby girl. Yeah, all I see is Bernie Mac in his truck going to go find baby girls, baby doll, that in the middle of the night, and then went. That's all I see.
That's all you can think about, man. Well, yeah. I'm right there with you. I feel like, I'm not going to subscribe because I'm just too cheap, you know, for that too, on top of that.
We're frugal.
Very, you know, there you go. Cost effective. But honestly, I have no problem with it, you know. The thing is that they're not showing anything hardcore. From what I've been told and what I've been reading is that, they're, you know, it's kind of like the soft stuff, right? So no harm, no foul. I mean, hey. Some people are getting paid for showing their feet on OnlyFans, and I mean, I'm a married man, and even my wife was like, "Look,
you got some pretty toes,
all right? So you, like, can go
honey,
ahead.
Let me snap your feet real quick. Make this quick 300. Real quick.
Tommy, girl, our girl Tommy. She stay getting into some shit here. Getting into some shit. Puffer pass, Charlie.
Pass. Hard pass.
Boy, yay. Is back with Adidas. Puffer pass.
Puff. Nice little puff.
Go for it.
I think this is... I have a love-hate relationship with Ye. I think this is, you know, maybe the possible start of the chicken coming home to roost. You know, they tried to X my man out of a lot, you know, money-wise, being able to support his kids financially to do all these different things, these different avenues of income that he had, and really just took it all away. So now it's like, but y'all can't even be successful without this man. So I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm curious to see what the pricing is gonna be like, but I'm here for it because I do want a pair of Yeezys, so I'm not even gonna hold
you. You need a pair of Yeezys. Oh, that's right.
I want a pair of Yeezys. I need some. Matter of fact, anybody out there, you know somebody, you know, reliable source. You know, it's sourced well. Hit me up. I'm looking for some foam runners. And I need a couple pairs. So,
y'all heard it. Y'all hit it here first. Y'all hook my girl up here. All right. But I'm all for it, man. I mean, you know, I don't like to see the black man down too long. And you know that everything that's been going on with him, he's a genius at the end of the day, and I still want him to do his genius shit.
Hey, Kanye is that cousin that everybody was cool with, but he was just weird.
Yeah, but we still love that nigga. Yeah, we still love like, that nigga.
You know, and when you if you brought somebody to the family function and you're introducing Kanye to them, or you know them to Kanye, you'd be like, yeah, over there. So you have to get them the pre-introduction before the introduction. Like, yeah, I'm introducing you. That's my weird ass cousin. Like, that's how you would have to. But
he cool though. But
he cool.
West Puffer Pass. Y'all know where y'all can find us at, man. We're on Instagram. And you can follow us at hiphop.com. Did it. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know down here in the comments what you think as well. And keep puffing. All right. So next up here, we got a new segment we wanted to roll out here with y'all this time around. And I like this one because I'm always upset at something. But introducing folks, I'm still mad, all right? Because this segment is going to be dedicated to shit that we just can't let go. We just cannot let go. And we are going to talk about, and I think the first one is very fitting because recently there was the Grammys, which was actually quite entertaining this year, I will say. It was quite entertaining with the 50 years of hip hop dedication. I thought that was amazing. But up for album of the year was a smorgasbord of a great talent, I will say. It was a lot of great talent that was on display. But there was one album that stuck out amongst all of them, in my opinion, okay? And we know who that was from, okay? It was from the one and only, Beyoncé Knowles Carter, okay? The queen, Beyoncé Knowles Carter. And I'm still mad at the fact that she ain't win that shit, okay? Charlie, I know you still upset as well. I will give you the floor.
I don't know where to begin. Like, this album is, you know, it has done record numbers. It's Beyonce. Like, it's Beyonce. And the fact that this album carried us through the summer, through fall, through winter, is getting ready to carry us through upcoming spring, and then we're gonna be right back at summer, and she's gonna be on tour. Like, how do you not get album of the year? How do you not? How do you not make it make sense?